On today's edition of News Now, as I said off the top, that I will be speaking with Brother Adelin from Young and Potential Fathers, as they welcome you to a space committed to building a community of involved young and potential African Canadian fathers. And their location is 1901 Western Road, Unit Number 18, and that's just at Weston and Lawrence. And we have Mr. Adelin, Brother Adelin, on the line. I want to say, Akwaba, welcome to News Now.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings to the listeners.
Yes, and maybe you should start out by telling us a little bit about you, the person, and how you come to be involved in this organization.
Well, I think the first thing is I, being a father myself, having done work in previous positions with young fathers, for me it was just a good fit to when I heard about Young and Potential Father that they were looking for someone to lead and push the vision, bring it to life. So for me, it felt like a call to be present around that table and support the vision.
Yes, and tell us, what is this thing? Because the first time I saw the name, I thought it says Young Potential Fathers. Now, when I look closer, it says Young and Potential Fathers. Maybe you should start off by telling me the difference between the two.
Yeah, well, it may sound complicated, but it's really simple. It's really, you look at the young fathers, so we're really self-explanatory, looking at young men who are fathers, who are either engaged in a relationship with their child, with their family, or not. Then you have the potential fathers, who are young men who will eventually, who might be fathers further down the line of their lives. So it's for them to be ready when that moment occurs, and to support and mentor the ones that are already there in their fathering role.
Yes. Now, tell us how this vision was birthed. Where was this conversation been happening? Because an organization such as this doesn't just wake up one day and get started. So how was it birthed?
So we have Noah. I think we have to mention his name because he's the one who wrote a thesis and dreaming of having such a space, of having a space where African young men would feel comfortable to step in and to step in as fathers, and to provide also in the space mentoring and support for these young fathers, young men. So that's where the dream started off, with Noah and a thesis, and then, you know, the beautiful encounters that allowed for this this dream to come true, this vision to come true. So from one meeting to the next, they ended up have been funded by the Youth Challenge Fund. So they got a 3-year funding and to get started. So that's when, after that, that's when I came on board, and Noah, who plays a very important role, who is the research and evaluation coordinator. So we have the research piece where he's gonna look into what is out there for young fathers. What do they want? What do they need as services or as support in such a space? Because it's very easy to provide all the kinds of services, but if it doesn't respond to the actual needs of the individuals, then it's kind of as if there was nothing present and nothing there for them.
Yes, and that's powerful. Now, you've been working on this to get this thing up and going for a while. So tell us, when are you officially getting open, and how long have you been working to put everything together and in place?
Yeah, well, this initiative has been there for the past 2 years. I've been on board for the past 6 months, and we've been working hard at trying to set up the space, getting programming ready for fathers to be able to step into the place and the space and get the necessary support. We are having our launch, official launch, this coming Tuesday, the 21st, from 11 to 1 in the space. Then we're going to have an open house until 6 for community members who would like to come and join if they can't make it in earlier during the day. We also are going to have a community open house the following Saturday, which is the 25th, for the community again who are within the vicinity or anywhere in the GTA that would like to come and see the space and maybe see how they can come and support, because we want the community support. That's not an initiative where we're kind of remaining door closed to the community. We really want the community to come and implicate themselves, because that's how we're going to support the young men. That's how we're going to, they're going to understand that there is a community out there. Oftentimes we feel lonely, but that we want to create that house away from home, house away from home, where they can come and feel at home again in this space.
Yes.
And yes.
How are you going to get young people to come? Because oftentimes you might have the nicest facilities. Mm-hmm. How are you going to get the young men, that the young and potential fathers, to come in, use the space, take advantage of the various life skill workshops?
I think that one of the important things is the actual space. We partnered with a designer, a.k.a. Subliminal, for those of you who may know him, who actually designed beautifully the space. Anyone who walks in here feels very comfortable, enjoys the space. And that was very important for us to that was very key. So that's one. Number two is reaching out to them through where it matters. So if you are going through family court matters, then we'll try to support you there. If you're going through financial support, we'll try to support you. Not that we can provide you with the financial, but we'll try to gear you towards the support that can help you. If you need support with employment, if you need support with education, with the judicial system, whichever is your entry point, that's where we want to be able to support you. And hopefully when you walk into this space, you'll understand what we're trying to do is to support you from an Afrocentric lens, which is very, very important to mention, the Afrocentric lens that we want to work with. We want them to be able to recenter themselves with their identity, you know, with who they are. And we know that this is a challenge. Not everybody is willing to go down that route. We understand that. But hopefully people will be willing to actually at least sit down and listen and interact with us and understand the importance of the work that we're trying to do with them and the community also.
Yes, yes. Now, this facility looks like it's going to be well used right now. Before it gets on board, it seemed to just be a nice place. You have meetings there. What are some of the things you're going to be planning there from Monday to Sunday and Sunday to Monday again?
So what we have so far, I can say we have on Mondays we have a family drop-in. So we want mothers and fathers and their children or their child to come into the space to experience the YPF space. We have Tuesdays, we have drop-in from 3 to 6. The family drop-in is from 12 to 6. The youth drop-in on Tuesdays is from 3 to 6. We want youth to come in, to just come and enjoy the space, be here, get acquainted, for us to get acquainted with them with us, and then hopefully they'll go to the next stage, if we can put it that way. Then we have Wednesdays. We have a father and child once again drop in 12 to 6. We have life skills workshops 6:30 to 8. So we want young men, young fathers to come and experience the knowledge sharing on very various matters for them to learn how to stand strong when they walk out of their houses. We have drumming workshops on Wednesdays for father and child. So that's a way that we're trying to have fathers interact and engage in in a bonding relationship with their child. We have Thursdays, we have a nutritional cooking program on Thursdays. It's important to learn how to, not to learn, but just to further the skills, the cooking skills, and to learn also how to feed your family in a healthy way. Feed yourself, feed your family, learn about how to spend your money wisely when you grocery shop. Then we have drop-in on Fridays. We have dinner and movies on Fridays also. We have Learn and Grow with Your Child, which happens on Saturdays, 12:30 to 2 p.m. We have, once again, a father drop-in from 2 to 4 on Saturdays and Sundays as well. So we have a good variety of programming happening. We hope that we're only going to be able to partner with organizations, with institutions, with individuals to be able to provide more programming within the space. And the beauty, I would say, of YPF is having the space. Instead of going from one place to the other, we actually have everything within our space for it to happen.
Yes. In the beginning, you said that you were given 3-year funding. Will you be pursuing any sustainable social enterprise initiative to keep your place viable in the future?
Of course. The intention of even going for this funding is to actually work so that we be sustainable after beyond the YCF or Youth Challenge Fund dollars. So this is very, very key and very important so that we're not just a fad, we're not just there here for a moment, but that we are sustainable. And that is where the important point of partnering with community. So community will provide us with supports, will provide us with reasons of getting the funding, will provide us with the actual programming, with the services within the space. So, and of course, we on our part are already working on looking at where can we get the funding to be sustainable beyond the 2012.
Yes. I look here and it says that your operation will be open from Monday to Friday from 11 a.m. to?
Yeah. So we want to be, it's Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 4. So we want to be able to provide the space as much as possible to community so that they don't feel that, you know, 9 to 5 and then they come to our doors and it's too late, we're closed and we're going home. So we're trying to provide a space where fathers oftentimes have access to their children either after hours, meaning after 5, or on weekends. So we want to be able to provide them that space. So it was very important for us to provide a space from Monday to Sunday. And it might be, and it will be a challenge for us who's working here, who are working here, but this is what we want to do, and eventually we'll find ways to partner and to be able to do this without a sweat, if I can put it that way.
Yes. So with that said, I want to thank you. Can you give out a phone number?
Yes. The phone number is 416-916-2512. I'll say it again, 416-916-2512. The address is 1901 Western Road, Unit 18. So pay attention to Unit 18 because a lot of other shops are 1901. So we are Unit 18. The website is youngpfathers.org. So youngpfathers.org. It is the website is presently being revamped, but that's the address. We have a Facebook page, which is Young P Fathers, and Twitter account, same thing, and YouTube account, same thing. So hopefully we'll see people coming by, fathers coming by. We really hope so. So this is why we're here, and we're setting up to hopefully have a lot of fathers coming into the space.
Yes, and before we go, tonight you're having a special ceremony there. Maybe you should tell the listeners, even though it's not an open event to the public, but let us know what you're doing there.
Yes, so tonight we're having a naming ceremony. So for people who are accustomed to that, it's the birth of a child. You name the child, so you wait a certain amount of time before you actually name the child and share the name of the child with the community. So that's what we've been doing. We've went through a process of selecting a name. Now that we're having this ceremony tonight where we're going to share with the community and for the community to share with us some blessings that they wish and hope for us. And of course, we're doing this as a symbolic way of asking the support of the community also.
Yes, with that said, I want to thank you, and I'm sure that this space will be a powerful space. A lot of young people from east, west, north, and south of Toronto put their thoughts together and dreamed of this place. So I hope it will continue for a very, very, very long time. With that said, I want to thank you for coming on, Brother Adeline.
Thank you for having me.